Listen, listen, guys. I want you to understand that God doesn't think inside of time. You think, when God says, I'll be right back, you know, his idea of right back is totally different than yours. Because God's been around for 10 trillion never years. And so when God says, right, it's like a millionaire, you know, it's like a billionaire saying, you know, I just spent a little bit of money. You know what I mean? I mean, a billionaire drops $20 million, and actually, I think the equation is something like, it's like you dropping a $100 bill if you make the average $50,000, $40,000 a year. So when God says, I'll be right back, you know, the disciples, like, they're in the book of Acts, they're like, he's going to be back any minute. They're like, no, Peter's like, listen, he's talking to people who are like, Jesus is going to be back any second. And he's like, yeah, a second to the Lord is much different than when you were living forever and you never had a beginning and you never had an end, and you're like, I'm going to be there soon. 2,000 years is like, you know, nothing to a God who's never been born. Here we go. And here's what I'd like to suggest. I'd like to suggest that time is like this big train running through eternity, God's world. The engine being the beginning of time and the caboose being the end of time. And God can get on that train anywhere he wants. Like, it's the reason why I only actually believe in Christian counselors, because I think a secular counselor can tell you what's wrong with you. But only somebody who lives in Christ can go back to your past. I don't mean tell you about your past. I mean go back to your past. Because we live in eternity, and we are not limited by time and space when we're seated in heavenly places. It's going to get worse. So when Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit. Be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit. And we interpret that to mean, hey, we need to all get along. But when Paul said, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit, it was in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, where he taught us that we're seated in heavenly places. And he's saying that in context of the unity of the Spirit that dwells in both dimensions. See, the spirit world doesn't live in time. How many of you have ever slept at night? I mean, we'll just see if you can raise your hand for that. Okay, that's good. You went to sleep and you had a dream. And you felt like you were at war all night. And you woke up and you slept really good, like 8 hours, 9 hours. You woke up and you felt exhausted. Yeah, it's because some dreams, I call them, there's virtual reality dreams. Those are the kind of dreams you already know about. And there's reality dreams. Reality dream is when your soul sleeps and your spirit doesn't sleep, because the spirit world doesn't sleep. And your spirit has an experience in the spirit world that in the morning you remember as a dream, but it was actually